Welcome to a new week. One of the things I want to do with Word to Go is to take us through as much of the scriptures as possible, because most times Christians know only a few verses of the Bible and do not explore the scriptures very widely enough. So throughout my teachings, we will go through different portions of the Bible and look at verses systematically. So today we are in the New Testament and we are in 1 Timothy. And we will do 1 Timothy throughout this week, chapter 1, and we read verses 1 and 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. To Timothy, a true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God, our Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is Paul's first letter to Timothy, and it's a pastoral letter. It means that it is addressing issues that are related to pastoring or the work of the church. In all, Paul wrote two letters to Timothy in the New Testament scriptures. In the introduction, Paul uses a familiar introduction. If you're used to his writing, he addresses himself in very similar ways. He calls himself an apostle. An apostle is from the Greek word apostolos, which means one who has been sent or simply a messenger, a person who's been sent on a mission. It's not a very big title. It's a very humble title that Jesus Christ himself gave to the people he had trained. When Jesus called his disciples or people to follow him, he called them disciples. That means students. And then when he was ready to send them out, he called them apostles, messengers who have been trained, people who have been trained as disciples and now are going out with his message. And Paul saw himself as also trained by the Lord Jesus Christ and sent by the Lord Jesus Christ. And interesting is how Paul saw himself, that he was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wasn't an apostle for himself. He wasn't self-sent. He was sent by the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul was always careful to mention that he was a messenger of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he addresses Timothy, whom he calls a son in the faith. Timothy was one of Paul's most well-known proteges or people he trained in ministry. Timothy was a young man that Paul met in the city of Lystra on a mission trip, and he had come from a Christian family. Paul took him, discipled him, and he became a companion of Paul. He later became a pastor of the church in Ephesus, and at the time that this letter was being written, he's the pastor of the church in Ephesus, which in the New Testament era was one of the largest churches. It was supposed to have reached a number of about 10,000 people at a time. So Timothy was a very effective person and a very effective protege of Paul. So that's our introduction to 1 Timothy, and he speaks grace and mercy and peace from God to Timothy and to the church in Ephesus, as well as to all of us Christians. And the lesson we learn is that God is the one who trains us, and he's the one who sends us. And when we're on a mission, we should be conscious that our work is for him, for his glory, and to do his purposes. So that's how we introduce ourselves to 1 Timothy, right from chapter 1, the introduction, and we'll continue this tomorrow. Let's share a word of prayer together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I submit myself to you. Teach me your ways. Send me to be a blessing to my generation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. May the same Lord who used the great Apostle Paul also use you in your time and in your generation. I am Pastor Mensah Otabel. Shalom, peace, and life to you.